Hi, this is Pawari. It is the 6th of November, it's a Saturday, and this is my audio boo. It's also day 6 of Napod Pomo, and today I'm going to be spending talking to the Northern Bloke because I realise I'm behind in talking about children and upbringing that you raised yesterday, and also I wanted to touch on the personality types because I thought that was really interesting. Children and upbringing. I think I'm going to echo Syzygy here a bit, really, in that I think children find it really valuable to have that sort of relationship with their grandparents, especially if it's not all the time, but as sort of one-offs. Both my mother and Acrobat's parents have made it clear that they've done their time, and they live too far away to be regular child carers anyway, so that was never really an option for us. But I do think the kids get a lot out of it. I've always been very upfront and open. I don't think I'm a brilliant parent. I have a lot of my own foibles. And it takes a village to raise a child. My strengths are that I love talking to my children and having conversations with them, which wasn't so great when they were babies and toddlers, it has to be said. I like reading to them. I like playing board games. I like playing on the Wii with them. I was never very good at doing the whole messy play and art and things, and that was what nursery and school was for, as far as I was concerned. As a child myself, I used to hate getting paint all over my fingers, and I'm sure that's affected my view of artwork for young kids. So yes, they got a totally different experience at nursery and school than I can provide for them. I tend to have more physical play with them, whereas Acrobat doesn't. So our different personality types there. I'm the one playing roughhousing with the kids, not Acrobat. My mother and Rob's mother are great at cooking and involving the kids with cooking. So it never sullies my kitchen, but that's something they do with the grandmas, and they love that. And their granddad just absolutely adores taking them all the trains and buses and things around London. And they have a great time with him, and it's not something that we would even think to do with them. So yeah, I think we all bring something to the table. So the kids have a great all-round experience with lots of different activities. All this depends highly on what your family is like, though. I don't think my mother has ever had the boys to stay overnight, except them when we're there as well. Partly because she doesn't live too far away, so we can always do day trips. And partly because I was an only child, and my youngest son can be a bit of a handful. And it's not that she wouldn't be able to cope with him, but I don't think she really feels she has the confidence to cope with him. Whereas on the flip side, Acrobat's parents will quite happily have both boys and my sister-in-law's kids at the same time, and does a fantastic job with the chaos, whereas that sort of chaos would probably send my mother insane. And I can't say I totally blame her either. So yes, I suppose it just depends on your own families and how you feel about them having charge of your kids, really. And to be honest, your opinions completely change when there are actually real children in the mix rather than hypothetical children anyway. There were tons of things I said I would do or never do when I became a parent, and they were all thrown out the window when I actually got there. So, yeah, and what, 4 minutes already, and I haven't even touched on the other stuff. Maybe I'll leave personality types to talk about tomorrow, but please don't start any more interesting topics before then, because I'm getting really, really behind. Anyway, I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Take care, guys.